Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, what's going on?
Private jets.
Private jets.
Yeah. You sold yours recently, right?
I mean...
trying to be a, environmentalist or whatever. I've never had one. You know, I just think they're kind of flashy, whatever. It's not my thing. Maybe someday. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't like to show mine off. I mean, it says Laszlo on the side of it.
Right. It was a cool paint job, though.
It was, yeah.
Whatever that was, that guy did a really, really good job. It looked very cool. And I like the cartoon of you on there.
Thank you.
With the cigar, it was very cool. But people are getting really worked up about celebrities in their private jets. I'm sure if you've been on Twitter, you've probably seen people. Remember the guy that was following Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah.
He was tracking him. I feel like that's what started this whole thing, is that, you know, he was able to track Elon Musk, and look how much time these guys spend in their private jets. Then there was even more controversy when one of the Jenners, which Jenner was it? I feel like it was the...
Kendall or Kylie.
Yeah, one of them, took a very short trip, you know. Oh, she flew 12 minutes or whatever it was.
Okay, right, yeah.
People are mad about that. So then today, BuzzFeed News says, you know, you guys are angry at the wrong people because we found the celebrity with the worst... CO2 emissions from their private jet. Any ideas? It's a musician, performer, pop star, and obviously famous enough to have a private jet.
And they have to go travel a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Taylor Swift,
which
I guess, you know, doesn't surprise me that much. Right. But so the
makes
back...
sense.
What's that?
That makes sense, yeah.
Right. I mean, she's got to be the biggest pop star right now. I don't know. So this says that it was Kylie Jenner was branded as a full-time climate criminal.
Oh, no.
Because her private jet was used for a series of super short flights. And it said that the backlash began after she posted an out-of-touch photo of herself and her boyfriend, Travis Scott, embracing in front of their jets. She's still with Travis Scott? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like I said, that started this whole thing. Now, we've said in the past... that, you know, like growing up in the 90s, they did that big recycle plastic thing, and the plastic companies made us believe that plastic was recyclable. So we were like, oh, this is fine.
Right.
Let's just use lots of that. And then we found out, no, that wasn't true. And the other thing they did to you and me, and I don't know if they still do it to your kids, but they said things like, turn the water off as you're brushing your teeth.
Right.
All these things to conserve and be good for the environment. And then as you get older, you realize, wait a second. We're not the ones doing this.
Right.
It's the corporations. And you look at how much
right. The biggest
CO2
thing they did was
eating.
Make us blame ourselves for it.
Yes.
As they just poured toxic sludge in the ocean.
Right. And just pumped CO2 into the atmosphere.
Right.
And use all of our clean water. Just like, I'll just take that for free. Just
right.
using it for, you know, for... And look, I get it. We need stuff. We need paper towels and all that stuff. I get it. But,
right. But they thought if they could turn us against each other.
Exactly.
And make it seem like we were the ones who were doing it. And if we would just stop doing what we did... then the world would be saved and we need to do it. It's like, no. The amount of problem we make is very little to the huge amount of problem you make.
Right.
Fix it.
Right.
And that doesn't mean if we do little things it won't help, but they're not even like I've talked about it and people get mad, but you put out your recycling can and a giant truck billowing black smoke
right.
comes through your neighborhood. It's lip service. It's not real. This thing's like, and there's like five people recycling on your block. Well, that doesn't seem worth it to me.
Right. And
it's not like he's driving through in a, you know,
a Tesla yeah.
garbage truck.
Yeah, that runs on those electric
right.
poles or whatever like they have in Seattle. No, and we've all seen it. I don't know when the last time was, but anytime one of those local news reporters is like, I'm going to go to the facility where these trucks are going and see what they're doing. They're pouring the recycling in with the trash.
Sure.
I mean, look, maybe they don't now. Maybe they got busted doing that enough times. But I saw enough of those undercover things. It's like, all right, well, I guess I'll still put it in the blue thing. Saves me a trash bag. But
right.
you're throwing it in the same thing. It's so that we can feel a little better, I guess, and then not focus too much on them. Make it, like you said,
sure.
about us. Now, maybe I think this is probably a very unpopular opinion. But I really have kind of just used that same logic with these celebrities. If you're a celebrity... or, you know, a rich business person. You got to get places quick. I don't care if you use a private jet. What we should be focused on is making jets less.
Exactly.
You know, disgusting.
Right.
I don't know. We're probably a long way from electric jets, but that's what we should be focusing on, right? It's the companies that make the jets. I'm just not mad at these celebrities for flying around in private jets.
Oh, you're driving around in a truck.
Right. And I know that they talk about how much CO2 these things emit. And they went back and looked at Kylie's flight record. I think the guy that had been tracking Elon was the same guy that helped out with this. But people are so angry. I thought, look, if you had the money, if you were in that position, I'm guessing you would probably, they're like, hey, you've got more than enough money to take this jet here. Hell, you could buy it. You could hire your own pilots.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you do that? What Kobe was doing in LA, would you rather sit in traffic for 2 hours to try and get to your kid's basketball game? Or if you can afford it, you say, oh, I've hired this helicopter that takes me places.
Well, I mean, in his case, I guess I'd rather sit
Well, that's true. Yeah, and that one, it didn't work out
traffic
so
for a couple hours.
Yeah. So maybe the helicopters is where you draw the line. I don't know.
I've been listening to the Zeppelin biography, and they had a whole goddamn plane.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
And they would base in one city, like in Chicago, at a hotel. Then they would fly to Indianapolis, Detroit, you know, all these other cities around there. But they would just fly constantly.
Right, and they go in
and
shows
Drake
that are sold
just got
out.
That, they just, that plane company just gave Drake a plane.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, okay, so those performers, Led Zeppelin, Drake, whomever, they're going to shows that are,
who are
sold out. Like, people want them there.
Doing a collab, I heard.
Who is Drake,
Drake and
Led Zeppelin?
That was exciting.
I can see that. Jimmy Page and Drake.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you're supporting them. You want them there. You paid good money to see this performance.
Right.
Now, Kylie Jenner, I don't know what the hell she's doing, right? I don't know if she even really likes being a celebrity that much. She seems to be the quiet one, the quietest, right? I mean, I know she's with Travis Scott or whatever, so I don't know where she's going. I don't know what she's doing. She's probably going to Rodeo to shop. I have no idea.
Okay.
But I just don't care. We're still misdirecting our hostility, and now we've taken
it. And I think if we could get other things in check, then we could start with the, you know, we can do more things at once.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I think celebrities do have some sort of voice and some sort of power. And, you know, I don't like the hypocrisy sometimes of what they say and what they do. I get it.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is, that's not the giant problem.
No. Yeah, you're right. If one of these people that got, you know, quote unquote, caught making these short flights was some sort of known, if it was, who's the girl that hates global warming, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg. Right. If we found out that she was taking all these 12-minute flights, that would be kind of ridiculous.
Yo.
And then I'm like, yo, Greta, come on. She's like, but I'm rich now.
Yeah, she sails here. When she comes to America, she sails.
Right.
Or takes a boat or something.
Yeah. So if she was doing it, then I see it. But it's Kylie Jenner. You wanted her to be famous. That's why she's famous, right? You follow her on social media because you want to know what she's up to. Do you want her to sit at home? You don't want to watch that. You're watching her live this fabulous life. Well, part of that includes being on a plane. I don't know. And when I see the things they talk about how bad they are for the environment, it does look like it's really bad. But I also think there's all these passenger planes that are constantly flying across the country.
Right.
You know, these little handful of jets, I just in my mind think that's probably not – there's probably not that many of them, and it's probably not a significant source of global warming. That's going to make people really angry, but there's just not enough of them.
Right.
If it was cheaper and there was all these, every celebrity, you know, even just barely a celebrity had one, then we could talk about it. But they're just mega rich people doing mega rich things.
Right. And I get it. We hate them because they're rich.
But yeah, we do. You know, this Mega Millions thing, anytime the lottery gets up, they start having these conversations and it's like, man, we really do dislike rich people. They start talking about how, you know, if you win the Mega Millions, your life is going to be horrible. Look at what happens to other people. I'm like, there's like 10 people.
I don't know. Give me a shot.
Right, exactly.
Let me taste
I'll take my chances. I think
right.
you
Because here's
too,
what
dude.
I do know. My life is horrible now.
Right.
So let me try and make it
right
horrible with 100 million. How about that?
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.